Poetry Foundation's Essential American Poets podcast. Essential American Poets is an online audio poetry collection. The poets in the collection were selected in 2006 by Donald Hall when he was Poet Laureate. Recordings of the poets he selected are available online at poetryfoundation.org and poetryarchive.org. In this edition of the podcast, we'll hear poems by Lewis Simpson. Lewis Simpson was born in Jamaica in 1923 to a Scottish father and a Russian mother. In 1940, when he was 17, Simpson immigrated to the United States to attend Columbia University. Simpson's studies were interrupted by World War II when he served 3 years in Europe as a member of the 101st Airborne Division. He later returned to Columbia, earning a BA, an MA, and a PhD. Since then, Simpson has spent most of his life in the U.S. In his poetry, he speaks from an outsider's perspective, even when recalling the Jamaica of his childhood. The poet Edward Hirsch has written that this point of view allows Simpson to confront the terror and beauty of life with a wry sense of humor and a mysterious sense of fate. There's a marked difference between Simpson's early poems and his later work. His early poetry's attention to formal meter and rhyme recalls Elizabethan lyrics. His later poetry, with its strong sense of place and narrative, has been compared to Chekhov's short stories. In 1964, Simpson won the Pulitzer Prize for At the End of the Open Road, a volume that lays bare the superficiality of American culture. Edward Hirsch notes, "The moral genius of this book is that it traverses the open road of American mythology and brings us back to ourselves. It sees us not as we wish to be, but as we are." Simpson can also see American culture with a compassionate eye. In his later poetry, Simpson surveys shopping malls and suburban living rooms, regarding the everyday pastimes of watching television, eating dinner, and walking the dog with honesty and humor. Simpson has received many awards and honors in addition to the Pulitzer, among them the Prix de Rome, a Guggenheim Fellowship, and the Harold Morton Landon Translation Award. He is also a respected literary critic. Simpson has published more than 15 books of poetry and is also the author of the memoirs North of Jamaica and The King My Father's Wreck. Lewis Simpson has lived on Long Island since 1967 and has taught for many decades at the State University of New York at Stony Brook. The following poems were recorded in New York City in 1959 and at the Library of Congress in 1966.
This is one of the few poems I've ever written which is autobiographical, really, in a sense. And it's called A Story About Chicken Soup. In my grandmother's house, there was always chicken soup and talk of the old country, mud and boards, poverty, the snow falling down the necks of lovers. Now and then, out of her savings, she sent them a dowry. Imagine the rice-powdered faces and the smell of the bride like chicken soup. But the Germans killed them. I know it's in bad taste to say it, but it's true. The Germans killed them all. In the ruins of Berchtesgaden, a child with yellow hair ran out of a doorway, a German girl child, cuckoo, all skin and bones, not even enough to make chicken soup. She sat by the stream and smiled. Then, as we splashed in the sun, she laughed at us. We had killed her mechanical brothers, so we forgave her. The sun is shining. The shadows of the lovers have disappeared. They are all eyes. They have some demand on me. They want me to be more serious than I want to be. They want me to stick in their mud hole where no one is elegant. They want me to wear old clothes. They want me to be poor, to sleep in a room with many others, not to walk in the painted sunshine to a summer house, but to live in the tragic world forever. The epigraph for this poem is from Ortega y Gasset, And it goes, life which does not give the preference to any other life of any previous period, which therefore prefers its own existence. And the poem is Walt Whitman at Bear Mountain. Neither on horseback nor seated, but like himself, squarely on 2 feet, the poet of death and lilacs loafs by the footpath. Even the bronze looks alive where it is folded like cloth, and he seems friendly. Where is the Mississippi panorama and the girl who played the piano? Where are you, Walt? The open road goes to the used car lot. Where is the nation you promised? These houses built of wood sustain colossal snows, and the light above the street is sick to death. As for the people, see how they neglect you. Only a poet pauses to read the inscription. I am here, he answered. It seems you have found me out. Yet, did I not warn you that it was myself I advertised? Were my words not sufficiently plain? I gave no prescriptions, and those who have taken my moods for prophecies mistake the matter. Then, vastly amused, why do you reproach me? I freely confess I am wholly disreputable, yet I am happy because you have found me out. A crocodile in wrinkled metal loafing. Then all the realtors, pickpockets, salesmen, and the actors performing official scenarios turned a deaf ear, for they had contracted American dreams. But the man who keeps a store on a lonely road, and the housewife who knows she's dumb, and the earth are relieved. All that grave weight of America canceled, like Greece and Rome, the future in ruins, the castles, the prisons, the cathedrals unbuilding, and roses blossoming from the stones that are not there. The clouds are lifting from the high Sierras, the bay mists clearing, and the angel in the gate, the flowering plum, dances like Italy, imagining red.
I dreamed that in a city dark as Paris, I dreamed that in a city dark as Paris, I stood alone in a deserted square. The night was trembling with a violet expectancy. At the far edge it moved and rumbled. On that flickering horizon the guns were pumping color in the sky. There was the front, but I was lonely here, left behind, abandoned by the army. The empty city and the empty square was my inhabitation, my unrest. The helmet with its vestige of a crest, the rifle in my hands, long out of date, the belt I wore, the trailing overcoat and hobnail boots were those of a poilu. I was the man, as awkward as a beer. Over the rooftops where cathedrals loomed in speaking majesty, 2 aeroplanes, forlorn as birds, appeared. Then, growing large, the German Taube and the Newport Scout. They chased each other tumbling through the sky till one streamed down on fire to the earth. These wars have been so great they are forgotten like the Egyptian dynasts. My confrere in whose thick boots I stood, were you amazed to wander through my brain 4 decades later as I have wandered in a dream through yours? The violence of waking life disrupts the order of our death. Strange dreams occur, for dreams are licensed as they never were. To the Western world. A siren sang, and Europe turned away from the high castle and the shepherd's crook. 3 caravels went sailing to Cathay on the strange ocean, and the captains shook their banners out across the Mexique Bay. And in our early days we did the same. Remembering our fathers in their wreck, we crossed the sea from Palos where they came, and saw, enormous to the little deck, a shore in silence waiting for a name. The treasures of Cathay were never found. In this America, this wilderness where the axe echoes with a lonely sound, the generations labor to possess, and grave by grave we civilize the ground.
That was Lewis Simpson, recorded in New York City in 1959 and at the Library of Congress in 1966. Poems are used by permission of BOA Editions. You have been listening to the Essential American Poets podcast, produced by the Poetry Foundation in collaboration with poetryarchive.org. To learn more about Lewis Simpson and other Essential American Poets, and to hear more poetry, go to poetryfoundation.org.